Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry is brought to you by Horizon Theater's production of How Black Mothers Say I Love You and the 2018 Bronze Lens Film Festival. Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to the cast of Crazy Rich Asians, Awkwafina, Ronnie Chang, and Nico Santos. Dr. Yvonne Miranda Singh stops by to chat about her role in Horizon Theater's How Black Mothers Say I Love You. I also catch up with filmmaker and CAU alumni Warren Pemberton. And closing out the show is executive producer of the Bronze Lens Film Festival, Ms. Kathleen Bertrand. I will also be playing songs from a few of Whitney Houston's movies, The Bodyguard, Waiting to Exhale, and The Preacher's Wife. The late singer's birthday was celebrated this week. But first, here is this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Central Casting is looking for extras to portray joggers in the new movie, Raising Dion. The men and women must appear to be in their 20s and must be comfortable jogging on camera for multiple takes. All ethnicities are welcomed and must be able to work Monday, September 10th. If this is you, please submit your name, a current photo, along with your contact number, height, weight, and clothing size to raisingdion@centralcasting.com. With jogger in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, in theaters this weekend is BlacKkKlansman from visionary filmmaker Spike Lee. Comes the incredible true story of Ron Stallworth, the first African-American detective to serve in the Colorado Springs Police Department. Determined to make a name for himself, Stallworth bravely sets out on a dangerous mission to infiltrate and expose the Ku Klux Klan. The young detective recruits a more seasoned colleague, Flip Zimmerman, into the undercover investigation of a lifetime. The film stars John David Washington and Adam Driver and is produced by Jordan Peele. Check out the trailer at WCLK.com. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
Support for WCLK comes from the High Museum of Art. Friday Jazz returns on August 17th featuring saxophonist Marquise Hare, who blends jazz, blues, and R&B. Friday Jazz is hosted by yours truly, Jamal Ahmed, from 6 to 10 p.m. on August the 17th. Tickets available at high.org.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say
shoot, shoot, shoot.
I'm Niecy Nash.
I'm Karrueche Tran.
And you are listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My first guests are the stars of the film Crazy Rich Asians, which opens in theaters this weekend. The contemporary romantic comedy is based on a global bestseller and follows native New Yorker Rachel Chu to Singapore to meet her boyfriend's family. It is the first major studio movie in 25 years to feature an all-Asian cast. Here's what Ocean's 8 star Awkwafina says about her outrageous character, Pink Lin.
My character is Pink Lin. She is she's lovingly referred to as like the fairy godmother. She's a go-betweener between the East and the West, and even though she is very rich, she's still very down to earth, and she's very honest. And Rachel definitely needs her throughout this process to kind of show her the ropes and be real with her. So, I wish she was my best friend. I think she's a very, very essential best friend to have.
Nico Santos also talks about his character and what it means for other LGBT Asians around the world.
I play Oliver Sen, who's the cousin of Nick Young, who's the main guy in the movie, and he's kind of an outsider in his own family. You know, he's queer, he's not as rich as the rest of the family, so he really feels like an outsider. But he's also like the fixer of the family. He does whatever the family needs, gets whatever the family needs. But his heart really goes out to Rachel, because when he sees her, he's kind of just like, oh my God, what is this girl getting herself into? And he really wants to help her out.
This character is also an LGBT character, correct? Yes. Yeah, so let's talk about that, because we've not seen that in a very long time as well. Not since Half and Half, I think, with Alan.
Yeah, and shout out to Alec. Alec's a really good friend. You know, in fact, when I first started going out for auditions and acting in Hollywood, people were like, oh my God, Alec, I love you. I'm like, not me. That's not me. It's another Filipino. But yeah, we don't see Asian queer characters often, and I've been really fortunate and privileged to be able to play two of them on Mateo on Superstore on NBC, and now Oliver on in this movie. And you know, I want to show that by playing these two characters that there's a huge array of queer characters out there, that we're not just all one thing, we're not stereotypes, that we're real, complex, realized, three-dimensional characters. And it's about time. We need to be showing people of color and queer characters in a more nuanced way.
The Daily Show's Ronnie Chang talked about how he got the role and why this film is so significant to the Asian community.
I saw the movie was being made. You know, it was in the news because it's a Singapore story, and it's very rare for a Singapore story to be blowing up in America. And because I'm from Singapore, so I paid special attention to it. And then when I noticed that there was an article, I can't remember which publication, like a Hollywood publication, that said that the headline was that the director John Chu was having trouble casting the movie because he was looking for authentic accents. And so when I read that article, I was like, oh, I have a chance here. So I did the most Hollywood thing ever. I called my agent and I was like, look, man, like I'll never pull this card, but if you get me an audition, I can book this. I know I can book this because I know these people. I know this story. I'm from there. I know the accent. This is the only accent I can do. So you better capitalize on it while we can. And I auditioned for it in Australia at the time, and 2 months later I got the role. So that's how I got involved in it, yeah.
Now, I heard that this is like the first major film in 25 years that has had a Asian director and all Asian cast. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Joy Luck Club was the last one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In America, yeah. Yeah, obviously it's a huge honor. It's a huge thrill. I think most importantly, that's a honor to be a part of. But more importantly, it's an honor to be part of a project that's actually good. It's a good movie, and it's nice to be part of something that a major studio has backed, that people seem to be getting behind. And so that's what's really good about it. Not just Asian for the sake of being Asian, but that it's a good movie showcasing people who are traditionally not really showcased, Asian people in Hollywood.
Thank you guys for that exclusive interview. Check out the trailer for Crazy Rich Asians at WCLK.com.
Support for WCLK programming comes from the Sandy Springs Performing Arts Center at City Springs, presenting the Branford Marcellus Quartet on Saturday, August the 11th at 8 p.m. This will be the inaugural concert for this venue. Ticket information is available now at citysprings.com.
Hi, this is CeCe Winans, and you're listening to Upfront, hosted by Ray Cornelius.
My next guest is Dr. Yvonne Miranda Singh, star of Horizon Theater's production, How Black Mothers Say I Love You. The show is a powerful and funny tale of a family of women back under one roof, laughing, shouting, and searching for love. Dr. Singh portrays the family matriarch, Daphne, who left her two daughters in Jamaica for 6 years to create a better life for them in America. Audiences have been enjoying the show since July, and I finally caught up with her this week to chat about what she's enjoyed the most about her role.
Because Tom Jones is our director, right? And he is just a very vibrant visual, you know, theater artist. And I'm trying to execute choreography and blocking and so on, as well as the words that Trey has written. And it becomes very lively. And I was like, wait, I'm dying. How can I do this? And it's like, okay. So the execution of the inner spirit of this character, like, she knows she's dying. And she's accepted it. She's a very religious woman, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, very more religious than I would be, than I am.
Yeah.
But that's where, you know, I put my faith in God and not in man, you know, she says. And, you know, she's just doing the best she can. But there's music, there's spirit, there's life. And so the generation of this character's life force, which is going to stay with her children even after she goes, you know, is part of the joy of doing it. Because I guess one of the things when I knew I would be talking to you today, and you know where we are in the production, the other thing happening for me, there's so much personal that's involved in working on this material for me. You know, I have three parents: my birth mother, my stepmother, my father. All of them now dead with cancer. So there's different ways that this material is speaking to me. You know, the one from Puerto Rico, the one from St. Croix, the one from Guyana, still kind of first generation here in America. Right now, I have a cousin who came to, I'm going to speak her name, Michelle Green. She came to Atlanta from St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. We know that's part of the United States, even though our president doesn't seem to. Anyway, but yeah. Because her daughter was graduating from here, Clark, right? And her eldest daughter is currently in a graduate program here at Clark. But she came for the graduation, fell ill. You know, she needs a heart transplant. She was on the transplant list, but then the kidneys failed. She's my cousin. She's my same age. She's my theater sister. Her last show was Eclipsed. We talked about this. You know, she's in the hospital now. And I just learned today that she's being transferred from ICU to hospice. And I'm going, you know, because, you know, facing this is not, I'm thinking of my parents when I think of this role, you know, because they're not here and I am kind of thing. But this is my cousin who's my same age, who, you know, was also a teacher, you know, a theater artist and so on, but was born with a heart disease. And here she is, her children, she has three girls. The children are, you know, younger than my children are, but you know, I've been carrying that as I perform this role every night, because everybody has something like that in their life. It's like, you know, we know tomorrow's not promised and so on. What do you do with today? So, you know, all of this is in response to your question of like, well, what do you enjoy about playing this role? It's like, oh my gosh, I can do it. And I can give this to people, you know, who have lost a parent. There's so many people coming in, you know, mother-daughter teams. It's, you know, my mother's birthday, my daughter's birthday, or whatever. They're coming to the theater to sort of celebrate the story of a woman who is dying, for real. But there's joy there. And that's the pleasure of being able to, you know, lend whatever I can to this, to the telling of this story, because it means so much to so many different people.
How Black Mothers Say I Love You closes on Sunday, August 26th. Go to WCLK.com for ticket information and to hear my full conversation with Dr. Singh.
This is Latrice Pace of the Anointed Pace Sisters, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
Alan, this is our baby girl, Jem.
Jem?
Jem. Not Jem. 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 Short for Gemma. Jem is a man's name. She's a...
with a G.
Woman.
You bring good to my lonely life, honestly.
Thinking about inviting my old college roommate. You know, maybe she could be the maid of honor and come help out with the wedding.
Is she,
Wait, you got the shakes?
Is she gay, Jen?
Yes, she's gay.
You just heard a clip from The Other Side, an independent film by Warren Pemberton and starring Atlanta's own Brad James. The Other Side depicts the beginning of the end for Alan, who is newly engaged and ready to walk down the aisle. His troubles only increase tenfold when his fiancée's bridesmaid comes to visit and all hell breaks loose. Pemberton chatted with me this week about the film and his time here as a student at Clark Atlanta University.
Well, good morning, Warren, and welcome to Upfront. How are you?
Good morning.
Or should I say welcome home?
Welcome home. Right. I'm back to it.
Because you used to run around these hallways, right?
Every day.
Tell us about that.
I am the alum. I transferred here a long time ago. I don't want to say when, but in the early 90s from UConn, University of Connecticut. They didn't have a film department, so I was a drama major. So I transferred here to study film. Wow. Inspired by the great Spike Lee.
Yeah. Now, did you take classes with Dr. Eichelberger?
Oh, of course. Yeah, he's the great Eichelberger. Yeah. Mr. Charisma.
Yeah. 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 So you've got this amazing story, The Other Side, that will be airing tomorrow night, actually, at 8:22 p.m. on Starz. And tell us the inspiration behind this, because there were moments when there was some drama and then there was some comedy mixed in. And Brad James is the guy to do that.
Man, he is so great. It was a blessing to have him.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote this 15 years ago. It's a love triangle. It's a dramatic comedy. But at the time when I wrote it, there was another production that was moving forward with the exact same storyline.
Oh, wow.
So I shelved it. And then we did our first movie, Criminal Behavior, and we released that in 2013. And then I wanted to deviate from that because it was an urban drama. I didn't want to get typecast. So I had to try and figure out a way to get my executive producer to give me the right to do something completely different. So when I gave him the script, he didn't want to read it, but he was dating the co-star, was a woman.
Okay.
So I gave it to her, she read it, and she made him read it. And he was like, oh, this is really good.
Which, Erica or?
No, this was from Criminal Behavior. She was a co-star from a previous movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
Yeah. I wish it was Erica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's talk about the inspiration behind this. Like, where did this idea, because I don't want to give too much away because I want people to tune in, but what was kind of the?
Really just living here in Atlanta, you know, just my experiences, stories I've heard from people, things have happened to me. There's some stuff in the movie that's actually happened to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So okay. I just took note and, you know, as writers do, we see, observe and write. So
yeah.
Just a collaboration, my experiences.
And what was it like working with, you've got Roger Guinevere Smith, you have Miguel A. Nunez Jr., who we've seen in ton of movies, as well as Eric
Juana Man.
What was it like working with those guys?
Man, they were fantastic. You know, when you do a movie, you sometimes you're blessed to have great talent. And each movie I've done, the talent's gotten better. And as it gets better, there's less notes. So after you say cut, they look to you like for notes. But on this film, I didn't have any notes. So they looked to me, I'm like, oh, you guys are solid.
Yeah.
And Roger, he didn't really need any direction. You kind of just give him his marks and he would just go. You know, he asked me, do you mind if I just run with this? I said, go ahead, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
He was a blessing. Everything he gave us was fantastic. We actually had to cut a lot of his humor out because there's more than what you see in the film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now it also features, and if I'm correct, a South African actress.
Yes, Altavise Lawrence. She won first place at Top Actor in South Africa. South Africa BET show called Top Actor.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of the executive producers said it'd be a great move to bring her in because she's famous there. So they sent for her, and she agreed. She loved the script.
Yeah.
Came in and she hit a home run. You know, she did an amazing performance.
Yeah. Wow. So what's next for Soul Rebel Entertainment? Because you guys have been busy.
Yeah. We're getting scripts coming in. I'm reviewing scripts, but I write. So I'm writing now. I'm in talks of doing an action drama with local artist Killer Mike. He wants to produce and executive produce. And we've been talking about doing something for a long time, an action film. So I finally have an idea that he's all for. So hopefully that's what we will be shooting next fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I always ask this question, and especially with you being a former student of Clark Atlanta University, what advice would you give to someone who right now wants to do what you're doing?
Oh, man, change your major. This is a grind. You know, film was a grind. I remember in Dr. E's class, he said, you know, all of y'all ain't going to make it. You know, some of y'all will be stuck in production. Some of y'all will quit. And it's like maybe 14% of y'all will continue this and actually do something. And that was scary to hear that, you know, because you go into everybody in there wants to do something in the industry. So to hear that only a quarter of us are going to make it, it's scary. So I would say if you really want to do this, you're going to have to face all type of adversity, and you're going to have to be willing to hang on that limb when you don't even know why you're hanging on the limb. You know what I mean? Like when you want to quit, when family's telling you, maybe you want to consider doing something else, because you will get those moments where you're like, why am I doing this? You know, colleagues of yours who majored in something more practical, you'll see them succeed or advance, you know, buying houses and getting out of debt, you know, paying off the student loan while you're still, you know, washing dishes or, you know, whatever. So it's scary. So what I recommend is you really got to follow your heart as far as if you have an idea about a film, do the film. If you have an idea about how to shoot that film, shoot it that way. Don't let someone tell you not to do it. I've made a lot of mistakes of listening to people say, don't do it this way, and I've regretted that. So do what your heart is telling you to do, and tell yourself that you're in this for life. And if you tell yourself that, you'll probably pursue it that way. You know, you gotta pursue it like there's no other alternative. There's no B plan. And believe that.
Yeah. Warren Pemberton, thank you so much for being a guest on Upfront, and much success to your production company. Again, your film, The Other Side, will be airing on Sunday, August the 12th at 8:22 p.m. on Starz. Make sure you guys check it out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Programming on Jazz 91.9 WCLK is sponsored in part by The Sweet Food Lounge, home of the Sweet Jazz Series. This Thursday is saxophonist Marcus Anderson with the Sweet Jazz Band. Doors open at 6:30, dinner and jazz at 7:30. Information about the Sweet Jazz Series is available at 404-577-2500 or eventbrite.com. Sweet Food Lounge is located at 375 Lucky Street.
And I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
This is Coleman Domingo, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My last guest is the executive producer of the Bronze Lens Film Festival, Ms. Kathleen Bertrand. She stopped by Upfront this week to discuss this year's activities, including the Women Superstars Luncheon and the Sunday Brunch with the Brothers, and much more. Well, Kathleen Bertrand, welcome back to Upfront. How are you?
I am wonderful. Excited to be here. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You know, it's always good to see your face. And it's always good to see your face around August, because it's two things that come to mind.
Yes. Happy anniversary to you.
And
what is this, number three?
We're going into season three. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I love it, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
And again, I always tell everyone you were my very first guest.
Yes. Thank you.
And it's also that time of year again for Bronze Lens Film Festival.
Yes, and it's coming August 22nd through 26th. We are a5-day festival now.
Okay.
When you and I first started talking, we were 4 days. Then we started to bleed into that fifth day. So we have fully embraced that we are 5 days of outstanding workshops and master classes and panel discussions, and most of all, amazing independent film. We have films this year that have come from all over the country and all over the world. And between Wednesday and Sunday night, we'll be showing 85 films.
I think, which is the largest number.
Largest number we've ever had. We're all going crazy.
Yeah.
But it's exciting because we've got 85 filmmakers in the world somewhere whose work will be showcased at Bronze Lens Film Festival. And we're hoping to have as many of those filmmakers as possible that can come into Atlanta.
We have a lot of ground to cover, so we're going to jump right in. Let's start talking about the opening and closing night films.
Okay, so opening night is beautiful. We're going to be at Landmark Theater, a film called Jinn, about a young Muslim woman, whose mother is Muslim, and the young woman has to decide if she's going to embrace her mother's religion and kind of her journey through that. So we're very excited to have that film. That film was a winner at South by Southwest before coming to Atlanta. So we're just very excited. And there are quite a few people here in the Atlanta area that were part of the production crew.
Yeah.
So that's going to be good for us. And that there's a double bill that night. We're doing a special feature also right after that of a film called Brian Banks. You remember the Brian Banks story?
I do.
The young man that was falsely accused of rape and went to jail. But he was a star athlete when he went to jail. And his story got just told around the world. And his record was the young lady recanted her story. And so there's a film about that. He went on to play for the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So we're very happy to have that film. That's opening night. Okay. Closing night is a film called Canal Street. And it stars Brashear Gray and Michael T. Williamson, Mekhi Phifer, Harry Lennox, and a number of other people. And this is, again, about a young man who has an encounter with the police.
Okay.
And some of that is predictable and some of it is not. But it's certainly reflective of the time in which we live. And so that will end our Cinema and Social Justice Sunday in a great way, having that film as our closing night film. That's going to be at the Georgia Pacific Theater on Sunday night, the 26th.
And we'll come back to the Cinema and Social Justice Sunday because we've got some more films to discuss for that.
Okay.
Wanted to go into what I call this the crown jewel of the festival, and that is the Women Superstars Luncheon. Who are you guys going to be honoring this
year? Our signature event is the Women Superstars Luncheon. Last year we had more than 600 people attend, and we expect more of the same this year. Our honorees are Samantha Vincent. Samantha is a producer of the Fast and Furious franchise.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that was a woman of color?
I did not.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. She's really awesome, and we love her. We are honoring Ayoka Chinzira, who many of us know in the Atlanta community and in the Atlanta University Center. Certainly her work in the digital image theater at Spelman has really put her name out there among so many generations. And most recently, she was just one of the directors chosen for Queen Sugar. Her episode showed, I think, about 2 weeks ago.
And that's been renewed for a fourth season.
Yes, so, it's been renewed. So maybe she'll get another. I don't know. But very excited to honor Ayoka. And then finally, we are honoring Tina Lifford. And many of us know her as Aunt Vi on Queen Sugar. And so we are so excited that she said yes and we'll be able to come to Atlanta for the Women Superstars Luncheon. So we're very, very happy to have these three stellar women as honorees. Do you know, over the years, we've honored more than 45 women, all these various years of Bronze Lens, and every single one of them is spectacular, and we always learn something we didn't know about them. So we're very happy about that.
Yeah. And last year, I mean, you had Queen Latifah. Before that, you guys have honored Ava DuVernay. Issa Rae has been a part of the of that show. And then also
we had the president of the Oscars, Sheryl Boone Isaacs. Had some
great
people that you didn't know about, but then when you did, you were like, wow.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel people will feel about, particularly Samantha, not knowing all that she's been doing.
Now let's go into, there is an event that is going to be taking place on Sunday, and I'm going to let you make that announcement. I think it's called the Sunday Brunch with the Brothers.
Yes, hashtag bros brunch. But yes, Sunday Brunch with the Brothers. This is our third year, and you are going to be our host for the morning.
Yay.
And thank you so much for doing that, Ray. I know you do your research, so I know it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. But this has gave us a chance to really kind of dig down deep with many of our male friends in the industry, on both in front of the camera and behind the camera, so that we could talk about the black man's experience in working through this film and television industry, entertainment industry. What does that look like? So the people that we have this year, and we are literally adding as we go daily, but so far, I'll come back with an update.
Okay.
So far, we've got Michael T. Williamson. You may know him from of Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
But he's going to be with us, and he's also in Canal Street, so he'll be joining us later that day. We also have Alan Maldonado. And Alan, you'll know if you watch The Last OG with Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
That's his sidekick, and just a delightful person. So we're very much looking forward to that. And we also have T.C. Carson.
That's right.
Now, everybody knows T.C. as the actor, but what you may not know that I know him personally as
a singer.
Oh, my God, jazz singer extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a wonderful interaction between these guys. And as I said, I have a couple of more auditions I just can't announce yet, but stay tuned because I'm sure you'll announce it next week, right?
And, you know, and I have to say, I'm so excited to be doing this. I've had an opportunity to attend this event in the past, and it's really, as you mentioned, it's so good to be able to hear their stories.
That's right. About
the challenges that they've had in Hollywood. So many times you hear about the challenges that African-American women have in Hollywood, but you never hear what's going on with the black men. Last year they talked about basically not character development, but choosing which characters to play. They talked about their finances and being able to sustain themselves when they were not working.
That's right.
And those are all key things that if you're interested in getting into this career.
That's right.
You need to know. You need to know.
You need to know that you'll work, you know, 20% of the time and the other 80% you'll spend looking for work.
And then the difference also, too, between being an artist and an actor.
That's right.
There's that difference.
So can't
wait to moderate that. Really excited about that.
Sunday the 26th. It will take place right there at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, which is our headquarter hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to the Cinema and Social Justice Sunday. There are a few other films that you guys are going to be highlighting.
Yes. Well, Cinema and Social Justice Sunday, when we created Bronze Lens Film Festival, it was something that we knew would be distinctly Atlanta because of our relationship with the civil rights movement, because being known for human rights here in Atlanta. And so we created this platform for film to talk about the struggles, whatever they might be, and use that platform of film. We were doing this before the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, you know, all of the hashtags and movements. We were still showing films that talked about our struggle on that Sunday. So that's what we'll be doing this year as well. We've got a film called Emmett Still, and this is a film that's about a young guy that is really trying to reflect back on what it was like when Emmett Till's had his murder many years ago. And the young person in the film is just delightful. You'll fall in love with the character in this movie. Another movie that we have is Don't Be Nice. And it's about some young poets that are have banded together, and they are really taking the platform of the spoken word and truly speaking truth to power and telling our story in a different way. And it was so right for our Cinema and Social Justice Sunday because the poems that they have reflect these times. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Canal Street will close us out. And that is a feature-length movie. But again, that will, again, tell a story of what is going on now within our community. This young man is unjustly arrested, and we'll just see what the rest of the story is after that. So I think this year, more than ever, we've had so many films that relate to the area of our struggle in this time. And we're very glad to bring these three films forth for Cinema and Social Justice Sunday on the 26th.
All right. Well, Kathleen Bertrand, thank you so much for being a guest again on Upfront.
Thank you.
And again, that is the Bronze Lens Film Festival that is taking place August 22nd through the 26th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. Again, you can get some information about that at WCLK.com, and we'll see you at the festival.
See you at the festival, Ray.
Hey, Upfront listeners, go to WCLK.com to find out how you can join me for Sunday brunch with the brothers at this year's Bronze Lens Film Festival. Well, that'll do it for today's show. I'd really like to thank all of my special guests, the cast of Crazy Rich Asians, Warren Pemberton, Dr. Yvonne Miranda Singh, and Kathleen Bertrand. I would also like to thank my engineer, Jami Wellman, and you. Please join us next Saturday, August 18th, for another exciting edition of Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you. Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry has been brought to you by Horizon Theaters Production of How Black Mothers Say I Love You and the 2018 Bronze Lens Film Festival.